Talents for Everyone, October 10th. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. God has not given talents to merely a chosen few, but to everyone he has committed some peculiar gift to be used in his service. Many to whom the Lord has given precious talents have refused to employ them for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Nevertheless, they are under obligation to God for their use of his gifts. Everyone, whether serving God or pleasing himself, is a possessor of some trust, whose proper use will bring glory to God and whose perverted use will rob the giver. The human family is composed of responsible moral agents, and from the highest and most gifted to the lowest and most obscure, all are invested with the goods of heaven. Time is an entrusted gift of God, and is to be diligently employed in the service of Christ. Influence is a gift of God, and is to be exerted for the forwarding of the highest, noblest purposes. Intellect is an entrusted talent. Sympathy and affection are talents to be sacredly guarded and improved, that we may render service to him whose purchased possession we are. All that we are or can be belongs to God. Education, discipline, and skill in every line should be used for him. The capital is his, and the improvement is the usury that rightfully belongs to the master. Whether the amount entrusted is large or small, the Lord requires that his householders do their best. It is not the amount entrusted or the improvement made that brings to men the approbation of heaven, but it is the faithfulness, the loyalty to God, the loving service rendered, that brings the divine benediction. Well done, good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will make thee ruler over many things, enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. This reward of joy does not wait until our entrance into the city of God, but the faithful servant has a foretaste of it even in this life.